9:07 with the Grease Man here, 2 for Tuesday style. 4321-101 is my telephone number. You gotta snatch that thing up and see what's cooking. Hello.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Okay, my boyfriend and I broke up last night.
What happened?
Well, he wants his freedom.
Oh, God. Another man out on the hobbling trail.
Yeah. Could you do me a favor?
What's that?
Play Bryan Adams, Everybody Needs Somebody.
Oh, honey, are you crying?
Yeah.
Oh, hon. Don't cry. How old are you, sweetie?
23.
And how long had you been dating him?
11 months.
And you thought you were going to get married?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Were you living together?
No.
But you were dating every weekend?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he says to you, honey, I want my freedom.
Yeah.
You know what that really means, honey?
What?
He wants to go out and do some hobble.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, that's what it means, hon. So maybe if, I mean, y'all weren't fighting up to this point, were you?
No, we didn't fight at all.
See, he just dropped the bomb on you.
Yeah.
He dropped the bomb on you. See, you're laughing already, little honey, so... I know as you sit there, it seems like it's all over. But maybe it's for the best anyway. Because now, as you face the prospect of a empty, lonely Christmas, as you walk down the streets, the joyous songs are being sung, but not for you. As you feel it, you have this tremendous emptiness. Remember that at your lowest of low moments, that's probably when you'll meet him, the new guy. That's how it was with me. I remember when I broke up with Estelle, when I caught her that day hobbling another man. They were both shocked that I walked in the room. I was shocked to see him there. I went to my bureau and I took out my Magnum and I held it to my temple. She started laughing. I said, "What are you laughing at? You're next!" And then I wept. I just dropped the gun and dropped to my knees and wept. Work, I could see it. The office across the street from mine. A woman sitting there. We're talking bodacious tatas. And our desks both faced the window, and so as I looked out my office window and she looked out hers, we saw each other. And as I gazed at that massive Eldridge cleavage, I found Estelle's name was becoming just a distant memory. And every day it seemed like she'd wear a dress even more low-cut. As though she were tantalizing me, and I would motion with my head, yeah, show me more. So she'd show me a little more, and she'd say, "You show me more. So I dropped trowel one day. I could see she was smiling and laughing. And I was laughing. It was kind of fun, you know. I didn't know who it was. She didn't know who I was. Just two lonely people reaching out across the cavernous city. So I figured I'd moon her. So I stuck my torras smack up against that window. And I looked at her between my legs, and I kind of bent down, and I could see she was rolling with laughter at her desk. Imagine my shock and horror when this just then the window washer dropped down right in front of that window. I stood up sheepishly, buckled my pants as he turned away in disgust. That insult to injury, he made me walk around. He lowered down a squeegee so I could clean the inside of the window. It was awful.
Just when you thought it was safe to go shopping.
Roger, here's 6 minutes after...